Welcome to this week's podcast from Cultivate Connection. Most people are stressed and struggle to find time to connect with God. We've created this Bible-based meditation podcast, teaching you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. If this is your first time joining us, I want to welcome you. Welcome you into this space where we're going to take the next 30 minutes and just focus on the Lord and on His Word. If you'd like to learn more information about Cultivate Connection, you can go to cultivateconnection.ca. There you can subscribe and sign up for our weekly podcast to come directly to your email. You can also join us on Facebook and Instagram. That's at cultivateconnection.ca. So we're going to begin a new series this week. And we're going to be spending some time in Psalm 103. I'm going to be reading from the Passion Translation. So as we begin today, I just want to encourage you to settle in wherever you need to be. If that's seated, maybe you notice your feet on the floor or where you're connected to the chair. Just finding a little bit of grounding here. Allowing yourself to come present into this moment and into this space. Remembering that God welcomes us always just as we are. Begin by focusing upon the breath. Just starting by noticing, observing, becoming aware of the movement that happens within the body as you breathe. Begin to differentiate between the inhale and the exhale. Feel the sensation and notice what you feel in your body. Notice the quality of the breath, the depth of the breath. Notice if you feel anywhere constricting or hindering your breath today. So before we change anything, we first want to connect with right where we're at. So before we lengthen out the breath, we simply observe it. Find where we are in this moment in our breath, and then perhaps enter into an invitation to begin to allow that breath to change. Maybe you want to draw that breath down into the deeper spaces of the belly, allowing the lungs to expand a little more. Maybe on the exhale, you want to invite your shoulders to begin to soften away from the ears. And as that breath begins to lengthen, do you notice anywhere where you begin to find release on the exhale? And And in this moment, we're going to check in with the body. Taking a moment just to notice, observe once again. We want to see where we're at so that we can enter in authentically. Come fully into this present space. What do you notice in your body today? Does anything stand out, or is there anything highlighted? Is there just anything you're aware of? There may be a lightness in your body somewhere. There may be tension. How would you describe what you notice in your body today? Does anything you observe cause you to begin to wonder? Are you able to take just a few nice deep breaths here, drawing the breath all the way in, allowing the belly to expand, filling all the way up? Perhaps taking a pause and then just finding that exhale. Maybe it's even open mouth, just release and let go. Maybe you do that just a couple more times. Find that full expansive breath in and that nice releasing, cleansing breath out. Maybe even make a sound out of the mouth like you're fogging up a mirror. We can find release within the breath. And sometimes when we start first in the physical, it can begin to link us into the spiritual. So just finding a comfortable breath here now as you settle in. Things to naturally slow, the busyness of the day, the thoughts in the mind. God, we desire to come today to meet with you. On every inhale, Lord, will you make us more aware of your presence? Will you awaken our hearts to know you as you truly are? Will you bring the thoughts in our minds in alignment to your kingdom ways? Will you cleanse us and release us from that which we no longer need? Move into a new season in the natural, God. I pray for each one listening that they too would move into a new season with you. And that which is no longer needed from the past season would be released and let go. And that which is needed to be embraced to enter into this new season, let it come. God, we give you our hearts today, our minds, our souls, our bodies, our spirits. Will you have your way? Will you teach us from your word and your truth? Will you mold us to be who it is you dreamed of before we were even created? God, where there are those who are struggling to enter into your presence and into your will and into your truth, God, I pray today that you would bring breakthrough, that you would bring connection, that whatever is hindering them or distracting them, Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that those things would be pushed back and that your light would come flooding in and fill them with everything that you have for them today. God, it is our honor to be in your presence, to worship you. I pray, God, that this would be a space where we can worship in spirit and in truth. Coming back to the breath, finding that connection. We want to practice connection to the breath because it's a parallel. If we can connect with the breath, we can slow down and make that connection physically. We also can connect with the breath of God, which is the Holy Spirit. We can link our connection to the breath to our connection to the Holy Spirit. As we physically breathe in life, we can begin to focus on the spirit of life within us. So just taking some moments to breathe and to focus upon Jesus. On the beauty of his spirit within you, and upon the beauty of his holiness. How does he want to reveal himself to you today? Before we jump into our scripture, I just want to read part of a book that I've been reading. It's called The Language of Promise by Graham Cook. It says, "But I believe that God is going to make up for lost time. We need to receive this love with a childlike simplicity, not overanalyzing it or trying to strive for it. God is going to come to us in this season, and his love will almost be beyond our capacity to bear. It will be the stuff of dreams, an unimaginable, monumental, incredible, astonishing, marvelous, outrageous love. This language will change the way you think about everything. God's dream for us is that we would be immersed in the majesty of everything he feels for us. His love will overwhelm us, leading us past logic, reason, intellect, and into a place where our hearts will be touched as they have never been touched before. This is a season of wonder for us, and we will have to learn to live like a much loved child. Our journey now is to cultivate an expectancy for and interpret everything in the love of God. God wants to root and ground us in his love so deeply that we live there for the rest of our days. This love will cause us to grow to be the men and women that God most wants us to be. It's exciting to think of how radically this love will change our lives. We will experience the breadth, length, height, and depth of God's love for us. His language will wash over us again and again. Will you allow the love of God to come in and overwhelm you? To take you past logic, reason, and intellect into a place where your hearts will be touched like they've never been touched before, into a season of wonder, simplicity, that childlike simplicity. Love will take us to places we could never go on our own. What is it that God wants to reveal to you today through His love? As I mentioned before, we're going to read from Psalm 103. And this is King David's song of praise. And I want us to enter in today and see if we can make it our own song of praise. See how the Lord wants to speak to us through His word. What does He want to reveal? So as I read it through the first time, we're just going to be reading the first two verses, taking the time to chew upon, meditate, marinate in His truth. And so as I read the first two verses, I just encourage you to listen. Become aware of any words or phrases that begin to stand out for you. With my whole heart, with my whole life, and with my innermost being, I bow in wonder and love before You, the Holy God. Yahweh, You are my soul's celebration. How could I ever forget the miracles of kindness You've done for me? As I read it a second time, just giving you space to listen and connect and to reflect on what you hear. With my whole heart, with my whole life, and with my innermost being, I bow in wonder and love before You, the Holy God. Yahweh, you are my soul's celebration. How could I ever forget the miracles of kindness you've done for me? As I read it the third time through, what sort of response do you notice? Checking in with your mind, your thoughts, your emotions, even your body. Is there anything stirring? Is there any response that you notice as I read it this time through? With my whole heart, with my whole life, and with my innermost being, I bow in wonder and love before you, the Holy God. Yahweh, you are my soul's celebration. How could I ever forget the miracles of kindness you've done for me? Today, we're going to sit with it even one more time. Not being in a hurry. And as I read it this fourth time, is there anything that you feel that the Lord is calling you to? Is there any action or any way to walk this out? Is He calling you into something? With my whole heart, with my whole life, and with my innermost being, I bow in wonder and love before you, the Holy God. Yahweh, you are my soul's celebration. How could I ever forget the miracles of kindness you've done for me? God is stirring in your heart, whatever he's drawing and inviting you into, I pray a blessing over in any way that you've responded to this. If the idea of coming with your whole heart feels easy or hard or anything in between, I pray a blessing. Pray over each one of us, Lord, that we would come to know wholeheartedness as David did. That we could live a life wholly given in worship to you. Would you reveal to each one this week what that begins to look like for them, baby steps? And God, I pray that we'd be able to come with every part of our innermost being, bow in wonder, to worship you, to see you as you truly are, to love you with the love that you've first given us. Awaken us to this season of wonder. Draw us in to find rest in your love. Give us grace to be childlike, to trust you, your provision for us, the journey that you have for us. We ask for the grace to be wholehearted lovers with a life of laid down worship, honoring you with everything within us, that we may bow in wonder and understand the holiness of our God and the beauty of our King. Awaken us to wonder, Jesus, that our hearts may be whole in you.